So how, I mean, if you were at that meeting with Obama and Dilma there, and you proposed, you know, hey, President Obama, you know, why don't you help us with this kind of startup fund? What would the Americans get from that then?
Well, would get from that is that they're going to get obviously the first crack of being able to invest and create the new Googles. They're not going to come out of the United States, but come out of Brazil. And furthermore, he can probably wrap this around the industries in which he's most interested in, like such as oil and gas. EMC is coming in strong and putting a big development center in Rio, it seems like. You know, there's been a lot of talk, and it looks like it has been approved finally. But he can wrap around all this innovation stimuli around the industries in which are also very important for the United States.
Yeah.
You know, the USTDA does something like that. But I think that's not enough because they're also looking only at the big guys. USTDA will help you, actually will give you grant money for the feasibility studies. But then you talk about feasibility studies of big plays. They don't have anything in place for the small guys.
Yeah, and probably it's very bureaucratic to access the funds as well.
Yeah. You know, I've been through that in days. And it really tough to do it. And it's really well tied. You have to have the American organizations involved, otherwise it's a no-go. You also have to have some type of guarantee on the business side. And normally that comes from some type of government agency or even government entity or even a city or a state. But then again, you're talking about big infrastructure projects. You're not talking about, you know, talking at the innovative layer, at the startup layer.